Our name is the RRR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our Season 6, Episode 6.
50 Ishii Threads of Graphite. I think I said that wrong. I said, like, Ishii. It's like that scene from Mrs. Doubtfire. But it makes sense because at the time, Gray was coming out, and it was like 50 Shades of Gray. But now the Graphite figure's been spotted, so it's all connected to He's a Shishi from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Got it.
Worked.
I'll figure out how to type that later.
If you can't tell, we're reporting live from the field.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm on vacation in South Dakota right now. And, of course, this is Dedication Unrivaled, the podcast. I don't get Wi-Fi signal in the cabin because we got the furthest one away from the fucking office because it's like the deluxe creek cabin thing. And a really nice fucking cabin, for sure, but I get no Wi-Fi signal there, and the cell phone reception sucks. So, I had to come down near the office and, like, the small, like, motel-esque area to get a stronger Wi-Fi signal that thankfully hasn't died yet. Knock on car. Oh, yeah, I'm in a car as well. I'm in my aunt's van in front of the motel area to record this fucking podcast in a goddamn thunderstorm, so don't ever tell me I never did anything for you people. It's lightning and I'm scared.
He's shooting lightning and I'm naked.
So this is Dedication Unrivaled, the podcast. It's her new name. Ours no more. And I'm scared for everything. A lot. Kevin, why did you text me a weird face? He'll be here.
He's right outside the car. The call's coming from outside the car.
The pings and everything that you may or may not hear after the level, I'm guessing you probably will, is
not that ping.
Making noise. Everything's making noise. That is the rain storm that I'm sitting in. So, fuck all y'all. We got a podcast to do. Other than that, I am having a splendid time on my trip. It has been quite fun. It's the internet situation's very much annoying, because I worked my ass off to record like 10 fucking videos before I left, and I've managed to get 2 of those videos up, because Jesus Christ.
It's okay,
I'm under attack.
Ryan's just, like, really tense recording.
Poseidon is after me. Not like the Kamen Rider, the actual god. But, so that's really annoying. So when I get a better, like, upload speed when we stop back at the hotel in Minnesota on the way home, I'm probably just gonna upload, like, 6 fucking reviews all in one time. I don't fucking care anymore. I just want to get them up. But that is a thing. I'm having a good time. I'm really scared. I haven't bought anything. I got Ultra Magnus in the mail from Amazon, like, right before I left the house. And so he came along for the trip. We stopped at a Walmart, and I found the One Step Change Thunderhoof from Rid, and he's amazing because he's a moose tractor thing. And that's amazing. So I picked him up. And then Zangetsu's here, and Dream Vegas is here as well. So that's my vacation toy lineup. I've been playing a lot of Majora's Mask, because I want to get that done. And that's really about it. I watched the Gaim Drive movie, and that was great. We're going to talk about that in a couple weeks.
Stay tuned. Probably not from the rain. I'm
trying really hard to keep my mind off the fact that I'm in a fucking car in a rainstorm. Recording a goddamn podcast. What is my life?
The podcast, apparently.
Apparently.
It's like after we managed to get a show out when you were in the hospital, we pretty much forfeited any chance of ever taking a week off. It's like, well, if we managed to do that.
We managed to get an episode out while I was having heart surgery. So, you know, we've Jesus Christ. We have no excuse. That was really bright. I can't even hear Dawson over. Oh my lord. This is gonna be the best fucking episode of the podcast
talking
ever.
To the last reporter. We love storm chasing. Can you imagine how it would have looked if we're like, well, we did it when Brian was in the hospital, but it rained and we're like, nope.
Additionally, I, because of said weak internet signal, I have not yet been able, and the fact that it released late, they released on time, I probably would have been able to download them when I downloaded all the conferences when we were sitting and eating at Sonic's Drive-In, but Drive and Ninja were not out yet, so I have not watched them, so we will talk about both episodes of Drive and Ninja next week, so this will purely be our E3 talk. Because I want to go home.
Ryan's going to actually just take the van and drive back to Michigan after that. It's not raining in Michigan. Unless it is. It could be a lie. Right now it could be raining.
It's been off and on raining there from what I gather. But
that's what it's been doing here for like all summer so far.
Yeah, rain's fucking stupid.
That's probably why, because you're in my time zone now, so you're absorbing the rain.
Probably.
Timey wimey, rainy wainy. Anyway.
Yeah, you're back to normal volume.
There we go. So I'll keep my one-ups really brief. There hasn't been much going on. I've just been kind of amongst E3 stuff, you know, watching the conferences, watching and reading any other coverage from it. I finished Halo 3 last week. I'm almost done with ODST. I have like 3 levels left, so I'm almost done with Halo. It's going to be simultaneously good because then I can get to other things I need to get done more, but then bad because then I have to wait until like October to satisfy my Halo kick. Although by then it'll probably be gone. but so that's finished. I haven't really bought anything that I can think of. Oh, I did find most of the new Dino Chargers, not the new ones, but the old new ones, except for like, I think Aqua I'm missing. But I found that and that's honestly been pretty much it. I've had insomnia for like a week and a half, so I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep every night. It's really annoying. But so that's just fun.
You can add needs to pee to my list of troubles right now.
Okay, going back to Brian's one-ups, he's terrified and he has to pee.
I might be Kevin, terrified because I have to pee.
It's all connected by pee. Kevin's one-ups is he's on the way here right now, not knowing we're not doing anything Toku-related this week.
That is true. It was a spur-of-the-moment decision when I got here going, you know, I don't know how strong the signal is. I haven't watched anything because I wasted the time I had to watch it trying to figure out how to get a stable internet connection to record this part of the show. So once again, don't tell me I never did anything for you guys.
We got rid of the Toku for this week. It's a present. and I don't think there's any other normal news. Like I said, the only thing is that the teaser from Licensing Expo was available. I think some people have still uploaded it. And honestly, Ranger Crew like snapshotted the fuck out of it. So if you can't see the teaser, just go look at the pictures and make grunting noises, and it's the same thing. Like
much.
the only line of dialogue is when they say Dino Charger ready, and we've heard them say that upwards of 6 times. So, it's neat to see it in motion, but I mean it's nothing to like panic over if you don't get to see it.
Yeah.
The pictures were pretty good.
One other thing I completely forgot is all of the Comic Con exclusives are now officially unveiled.
The black, it looks so cool.
black and gold Saba is a thing. because I fucking might have jinxed to get myself. It. I really do want it. Like, the concept of these exclusive recolored legacy things at the core is really stupid, but black and gold is weakness.
The thing is that most of these exclusives in any company are usually repaints.
Uh-huh.
And so, and people don't seem to get that.
Yeah. That
Ranger fans haven't heard of shows other than Power Rangers or repaints.
I really do want it, though. Like, it looks really, really pretty.
I honestly, it might be, like, one of the first ones I've tried to get in a long time. Like, the Dragon Dagger, I thought the coloring was kind of ugly. But this is just really cool. Like, there's so much outrage for it. Like I said, I get fatigue for this stuff. But, it's probably one of the best, if not the best, Power Rangers toy out there at the moment. Redone in a really cool color scheme. And people are, like, raging against it. And yet they're willing to, like, chase after these tiny little bootleg toys for 4 years. I don't understand people. And especially, we talked about the same thing last year with the Green-White Ranger Morpher situation, where they were outraged that they would ever release anything as an exclusive that we hadn't seen before. And then now they want stuff we hadn't seen before. It's like, can you imagine if they did Legacy, like, Gold Power Staff? They would be like, oh my god, they're never going to bring it to us! Death to Bandai! Burn their houses down! But, like, right now, it's what they want.
I didn't even think about that, because that's exactly what happened. They were like, how dare they make this an exclusive? This is what everybody wants. And now everyone's like, how dare they do a repaint for an exclusive? We want new stuff.
It's this so dumb, because...
fandom is dumb.
Because it should be stuff like this. Stuff that's either not interest you, or that's, like, really neat, but is not a must, because, like, majority of the people can't go to Comic-Con. They just can't. I mean, you can buy it online from scalpers or have a friend get it for you, but, I mean... it's still a considerably small portion of people to get it, so it should be stuff like that. So, and you know, just real quick before we get to E3, I want to bring up that all the people that keep saying we need to skip over the rest of MMPR to get to, like, Zeo and stuff, and they want you to go, like, in a weird order, too. They're like, let's do Zeo, and then, like, an Astromorpher, and then the Titanium Morpher. I'm like, no, we're going in order, because that has to make sense in my head. But, would it help them to think of MMPR Season 2 and 3 stuff as different seasons? Because technically they are from different shows.
Yeah.
It only bothers me just because I really do want that stuff. Especially, like, the Thunder Megazord needs an update, and, like, people are like, we need to skip it. I'm like, well, technically it's from a different season. Can you just look at it that way? Like, you look at things from a Sentai Pyrrhus perspective at the wrong times. But
oh, the rain's calming down. Thank God.
Yay. That concludes my Toku fandom rant of the week.
The other one of note, I don't remember if the Tokyo vinyl was announced last time we recorded, but it is a White Ranger Tokyo vinyl. No one gives a shit. The other one, however, is a Dino Charger set of the entire 7 Ranger Mighty Morphin team. It's one of those things that if it was retail, I would pick them up. As it stands right now, if I can find them cheap, I will maybe pick them up, but black and gold Saba's more of a priority to me.
Yeah, it's way cooler. Like, I've mentioned numerous times, I'm not really a fan of the Ranger Chargers or the Judenshi. I just didn't care for them. But you know what? I forgot about two bits of fandom rage over this. One is the same thing that people said about the Ranger key set last year, is why isn't the size of the Japanese version? Why would they do that? Like,
you can't use it in your toy if that is the case.
Because, I mean, collectors get it, but then there's also people that'll get it for their kids or kids that'll get it, and it makes absolutely no sense that they would do that for either Chargers or Keys. And then the people that said, why is the White Ranger in it? He's not even a dinosaur. Like, because...
I didn't see that. Oh, my God.
Because Dino Charge is dinosaur-themed and, like, MMPR is related to it, they think it all needs to be Dino Charge-related, and they're like, where's the Dino Thunder set? I'm like, what is with the dinosaur craze lately? Like... I would be bothered if the White Ranger wasn't in it.
Did they get the memo that Sabretooth Tiger and Mastodon aren't dinosaurs either?
Yeah.
And the Dragonzord is technically, like, a Godzilla-based thing.
Yeah, it's frustrating, because, like...
Some of the Dino Chargers aren't even dinosaurs. Ammonite isn't a dinosaur.
I don't get people. Like, it's the complete MMPR set. It's got all 7 of them. I didn't see a problem with it, especially since they did release a red for every Sentai, and it's like, oh my god, go on, there's not a dinosaur. Like, what the hell? Ugh, these people. it's just, I don't know what it is with that. And they're like, they need to do a Dino Thunder set to even it out. I'm like, I hope they do, like, Wild Force next, just to piss people off. Like, Comic-Con exclusive next year, the Dino Supercharged Wild Force set. Like, that's not a dinosaur! it's just really dumb.
Eventually, New York Comic-Con will be the Tommy Oliver Dino Charger set.
Oh, like, or the Faces of JDF set, and, like, the Jenna Frank Dino Charger, and Tammy Frank's Boops Dino Charger.
The Frank Family Dino Charger set.
Oh my god. That would be amazing. That would be just the most hilarious thing ever.
Jason David Frank. Energize!
Like, I can just see the package, like the Frank Family Dino Charger set.
Unleash the crazy!
Oh my god, that's too good.
Spin it. Yeah!
Here's a vine on how to get your toothpaste out of it. Yeah! What are you doing? Like, I scroll through my timeline and there's a video playing of JDF getting toothpaste out of his toothpaste tube.
Oh, the rain has really calmed down and I'm overjoyed.
I'm kind of slightly sad because, like, Panic View was kind of funny. Like, I would hear a slight, like, blip and you'd be like, oh my god, what was that? What if Bigfoot it was outside your car right now? Like, this would be the first live Bigfoot audio proximity. Like,
you would send it away to, like, researchers to, like, deduce what Bigfoot sounded like, and the entire tape would just be me screaming.
Oh my god, that's great.
We have reason to believe Bigfoot was never there. He was there!
Oh wait, it was just a man named Diggle. There was a great little interview George posted of asking him what his superhero identity name would be, and he said, I don't need no damn name, it's John Diggle. I want that on a shirt.
Truth.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think that's it for news. I completely forgot about the Charger set and stuff, so. I'm glad it's not Ranger Keys.
It just broke, like, an hour or so ago at, like, Tokyo Toy Show or something, but the next complete selection modifications are the Gattac belt and Hyperzector.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Not quite as interested in that as I was the Decade stuff.
And something about a Super Sentai Artisan Shinkeno or something. That's what? Like resurfaced. That was like a rumor in a magazine a while back.
Don't you mean the Samurai Megazord?
Yes. My bad. How could I do such a thing?
Remember the first like talks of the, what was that Sentai Megazord line called? It was like Figure Eight Megazords. What was it called?
Super Robot Shogun.
Yeah, remember, like, one of the first ones was supposed to be, like, Sen Vulcan Robo or something, and then, like, it just never happened?
It never happened.
I always remember that. Because that was, like, one of our earliest shows. We talked about that and, like, Figure Out Shinken Red. But I just always remember that just, like, never happened. And then the rest of that line just, like, never happened again.
No, the entire line has just become, like, Gao Gaigar and Mazinger.
Penis.
I think that's all that line
and
is.
Penis. Well. And penis. Highly articulated
penis.
Some
of those robots do look like
penises. Wait, I don't know what's happening.
We're talking about the news. Or the lack thereof.
Oh. Okay.
Did you have anything to say about the Comic-Con exclusives or
what
the licensing trailer?
I actually didn't get to see the trailer. When I looked at the trailer, I don't know if I had shitty internet, but it was like, it really wasn't moving very well. It was just like a bunch of
pictures. Did you just look at the pictures?
Wait, no, like, it was a...
You looked at the picture slideshow is what you did.
Oh my god, that's too much. That's too much. Stop, I can't breathe.
I went to whatever news story and I clicked the thing that looked like a video. And
what a shitty connection.
I'm like, is this in a video? I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Coming from my internet now.
It was a video of a slideshow, but like the live action version was out for a bit. I mean, but honestly, if you looked at the pictures, you didn't miss anything. Oh my god, that's too much. This is shitty. It's really shitty. Let me reset the router.
Like, I mean, I saw the stuff y'all talked about last week. From all the fucking pictures, I need to go back and look at those pictures because I totally didn't notice like that their suits were different. Like, I noticed that they had the fucking Dino Drive battery thing, but I didn't notice, like, oh, there's no mouth plates or, like, colored gloves. I'm like, what? Yeah. I completely, like, skipped over that.
I noticed a lot of things the first time I seen that. I didn't notice the stripes. I didn't notice the colored gloves. I didn't notice the lack of mouthpieces. The only thing I noticed is that they had more spikes. I'm like, I don't think those were there before.
Right. Like, I felt retarded. I'm like...
like, there's spikes on their legs now. I'm a pretty good detective.
Well, yeah. Like, I saw two versions of some, like, wait a minute. These aren't the same thing. Are they? Yeah. Like, did someone Photoshop this? I don't know if this is real or not.
Like, we all latch onto the legs. Meanwhile, there's, like, 15 other differences we're not even looking at. Like, pretty sure I spotted all of them.
Like, I wasn't even sure if it was real. I'm like, did someone Photoshop this, or is this a real image? I can't tell anymore. And I don't know.
Sure I got this.
I'm like, I think you faked this. I'm just going to walk away. I'm like, I love it. I love the fact that they're doing it. Like, you know, that we get something different. I still want armed on figures. I'm hoping that's still in the cards for us. Just because I still like the standard armed on, but...
especially since we don't have individual weapons yet.
Right, like...
That would have been how we got them, and they just didn't do those. We know they don't come with the normal Dino Drive figures. They just come with clear versions of the saber and the gun, but...
Like, if we don't get them, I know there's a certain person that's like, oh, wouldn't come with them, but... If
I don't know who that is.
It's you. No. if it came with the super duper Dino Drive mode or whatever, even if they didn't use it in the show, I wouldn't be mad. They do that before, but it could be related to it in the show, but just to get
like,
it.
And I did notice, like, Gold Sword. I'm like, what the fuck is that, and how do I get one? Like,
it's probably going to take the place of the Dino Saber in the Super Charge toy line. Like, that price point.
Yeah. I was like, because that looks kind of cool. But yeah, like, I'm excited about all the new toys. I'm hoping I can find them. Like, I was sitting there on Twitter today, and I see, like, people, like, oh, I found the new figures, and I'm looking, like, that's a Walmart rack.
Yeah.
I'm never finding those.
Walmart's the only place I've been found yet.
I'm like, I'm never finding those, because my Walmart has had the same figures in the same spots, the same everything, really, in the same spots on the shelf for the past month now.
Like, that's the predicament I'm in, is I was lucky enough to find the Chargers, but in terms of the figures, all the Walmarts I frequent have all, like, just looked the same for months. So I'm like,
yeah,
I don't think,
like,
they're stocking anytime soon.
I found the Chargers at Toys R Us. I wasn't expecting to find them. Like, I was going there, like, because it's like, oh, fuck. I mean, may as well look, you know, and then I happened to find them, and I, like, almost freaked out. Like, in the middle of the store, because they had everything except green, blue. One of them as with the new version with the shiny stickers. So I got like 11 through 15, and then I had another one because I had two buy two get one free coupons that they totally let me use at the same time, which I didn't think they're supposed to do. But I don't think they actually read the coupon. So I got another pink Triceratops, because I'm just going to give my extra dinosaurs to Kaylee, because I don't need to have all my Chargers match because OCD. And so I am going to buy that whole like the other four all over again. I actually don't need to open them. I didn't open them yet. But yeah, like, I found them by accident. Like, nothing, because nothing at my Toys R Us has moved for like a month. Like, and I've gone there at least once a week. And, you know, and to Walmart, because we always have to go to Walmart to buy stuff, and they always make us go stop at the toys. And everything, my Target, my Toys R Us, my Walmart, I don't think anything's moved in any of those stores in a month. And it makes me sad. I'm like, I'm never getting new toys. I'm so screwed. Brian, I'll tell you how shitty my stores are here.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're real bad. And it made me sad because I really want that graphite figure. Like, I want the gold figure and I want the Dino Drive figure. I'm like, I really want a graphite figure. like I have figure arts of 1 through 6, so I'm like, whatever. But graphite, I don't have that guy. But I'm really excited. about the Dino Charge stuff. As for the Comic-Con exclusives, oh my god, another Tokyo Vinyl, and oh look, it's Tommy. Because we gotta suck his dick some more. And then I thought it was funny that the Saba was a black and gold Saba. I was listening to last week's podcast, and I heard y'all talking, and I think I almost died after I saw that. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious.
They were listening to me?
Yeah. And then, what was the other one? I know it was the Chargers. What was the other one? Wasn't there a fourth one?
No.
No. I thought there was four.
Was it the Doraemon figure?
No, oh, fuck him. The Chargers, on the one... I'm so torn on the Chargers because I actually kind of like the design of them with the little having the power coin symbol on the back. I think it looks kind of neat. I would have rathered if green and white would have had the like Dragon Zord and Tiger Zord or like some kind of an animal face. But and then I'm like, it's more MMPR. Can we please stop? like last year was the MMPR key set. All metallic. This year it's the MMPR Charger set. I'm like, let's not. Like, next year it's going to be, what, MMPR trains? Like, I don't know.
Will it be supercharged next year?
Yeah.
Well, they'll do Season 3 batteries. With instead of be the same fit, the same fucking toys, just in, they'll have the ninja animals on them. Like, because it has to be MMPR. Then we're going to get MMPR trains and MMPR shuriken and whatever, whichever one they decide to do, we're going to get it all. Just everything MMPR because that's all Bandai wants to put out for some reason. But I was like, whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't care enough to buy them unless someone was like, hey, you want these Chargers? I'm giving them away for free. And I'm like, well, if they're free, I'll take them. You might still have to give me $5, but I'll take them. But I'm not going to go out of my way to be like, where can I buy these? I need them. Here's $1,000.
Brock, Jimmy,
Cindy.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
So yeah, that's that. Was there any other news that I missed?
No.
Movie stuff that y'all talked about last week, I have no interest in. Like, the Drive movie just sounds stupid. And Ninja movie, I don't think anyone cares. All I care about in that movie is Dino Maru. That's about it. Just because it's a toy of the Shuriken. Other than that, I really couldn't care less about their movie.
But the circus come to town already.
The MMPR movie stuff, it's a thing. I don't know if any of that's going to be real ever, but it was funny. I was listening to y'all describe it, and my first thought is that they're talking about, like, Zordon and Lord Zedd were students of whoever the fuck. And I'm like, is this Ninja Storm? Didn't we do that? Like, Lothar and his brother were both students of the same guy, and he was like, oh, I like you. And the other guy was like, oh, fuck, I'm evil. And they did the same thing in Geki Ranger. Like, look, we're all students of Master Bruce Lee. And he was like, I want Shafu to succeed me. And Maku was like, fuck y'all, Rin Juden, bitches. I kill Bruce Lee, and I'm going to fight y'all. I'm like, this is the same story. We did this twice already. But whatever. I don't think there's anything else. So I thought next is E3.
Yes.
Is that what we're doing? All right. Well, before we do that, one-ups, because I didn't get to do that.
We almost made it there. I was like sliding for the finish line, and a door slammed right in my face.
Let's see. I got those chargers. I got. I don't know about other stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember anymore. I finally got my Charizard and Greninja figures, I mean, amiibos from Brian. That's cool. I got my Okibox, G-Stag, Rattle, Dragonfruit. I got Proto Drive, and I got Duke Dragon Energy Arms, whatever the fuck it's called. And I got... So, seriously, Oki's like, you want this book? It comes with a shiny shuriken. And I'm like, okay, shiny shuriken. That sounds like a good idea. And then I open the box, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like the tiny shuriken. I'm like...
Yeah. Well,
you said shiny, not tiny.
Right? Like... Like, well, this was a waste of time. Just kind of threw it aside. And the book's not that great either. I'm like, this was just a waste.
You spent $18 on nothing.
Exactly. I was kind of mad. And so that happened. Let's see. We're all caught up on Supernatural, and we're almost done season 3 of Once Upon a Time. We just finished seeing Rumpelstiltskin go into Selena's cell and be like, I'm going to kill you now. And then he stabbed her and she turned into gas and like...
Went back into the past.
Went into a hole, even though the hole closed. I know she went backwards in time. God damn it. But that's where we got 2 episodes left of that season. And then we got to find a way to get season 4.
Magic.
Magic the Gathering. We're going to do magic. I don't think there's anything else. We're going to catch up on S.H.I.E.L.D. next because that's the thing. We got to do that. But. What the hell are you doing?
Waiting.
I'm not playing a game at all.
I was like, ugh.
Like, I just hear these weird sounds that I can't identify readily. So, moving along.
All right, E3 for realsies. Okay, Brian, you ready?
No.
He's not ready.
Oh, no, I'm ready. I just put the person in the wrong place.
He's literally saying no.
In the wrong place? Brian, why do you have a purse?
Where are you going?
Home.
I have no idea.
Beverly, where are you going?
Beverly.
Beverly.
Brian's finally lost it. His life on another podcast called My Three Beverlys is finally emerging here.
I am in no way playing Fallout Shelter.
Is Beverly like going to be Dawson's name after the operation?
No. It's going to be Yolandra.
I put a person at the power generator and I really shouldn't have.
But that's a good segue though. For the first conference, which was Bethesda's.
Yeah. I did that on purpose.
Yes, it was all tied together by Beverly, the Vault Dweller. So I was pretty excited for that because I was mainly excited for Fallout 4 because I love the Fallout series and I've been waiting for the new one. And they announced it a little while back. But this E3 was like the story of very little surprises, but mainly like getting more information on games we had very little about. But they other than Fallout, they had a pretty solid conference. I mean, I've never been a huge Doom fan, but the game looked pretty cool.
It did.
And they had a pretty neat presentation on it. I still have an unopened copy of Dishonored that I got on Black Friday like a year or two ago. So I've been meaning to play that, but they showed some of Dishonored 2, which got like leaked like a day before. But that's neat. What else did they talk about before Fallout? They had like a card game of Oblivion, I think.
Doom, Battlecry, Dishonored 2, Elder Scrolls Online, then Elder Scrolls of Legends was the card game.
A mobile
game that they're doing.
So that was that. Penis. And like, it was a pretty concise conference, like with a lot of like neat gameplay, like with Doom and stuff. And then the main meat of it for me was Fallout.
Most of the conference. Like that was at least half of the conference.
Yeah. And it looks really good. And I really like Todd Howard. I saw him a bunch when he presented Fallout 3 like on X-Play and stuff and showed that you could like shoot people with teddy bear guns and stuff. And he's just kind of a really cool guy. And the game just looks so good and I'm like so excited for it. And the Pip-Boy edition is like my favorite collector's edition ever. Like I've always wanted to get, like, a Pip-Boy, but, like, all the replicas and stuff are usually so expensive, and it's so cool. And then you can, like, use the phone app to sync with it. And I loved his, like, introduction. He's like, you know, I always think that second screen experiences are gimmicks, but out of all the gimmicks, this is, like, the coolest fucking one ever. So it was, like, a great way to introduce
it. He made me want it.
Yeah, it's a really cool game.
But,
and,
like, it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah, I heard that. Like, I pre-ordered it, like, as soon as it went up because I was worrying about it, because since I have stopped really going to GameStop, like, I've forgotten the last few things to pre-order, so, like, I had to scramble to find a Batman Collector's Edition pre-order, so... but it should come back. I mean, there's definitely time to get it on there, because my friend was like, you know, it's so far away, I probably shouldn't pre-order it, and I'm like, oh, I did it just because I was worried what happened to Batman, what happened to me, and we went there, and it was gone, so... But it's, like, November, it should be there. You could probably check your GameStop when you get back, too. Because
yeah,
GameStops usually get more of the collector's editions than, like, Target and Walmart and stuff. But it's really cool, a really cool collector's edition. Like, it's a really cool game, and I don't know if you heard that it comes with a download copy, I think it's download copy, but a Fallout 3 as well, so.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, so that's neat. Like, those are just really cool games. They're just so unique with, like, the tone of everything and the music, and I don't know. I just love those games. And I still haven't downloaded it yet, but Fallout Shelter does look pretty neat. Is it fun? Obviously, you're playing it.
Yeah, it's if you like those sort of, like, city-building sort of things, then it's really fun. I mean, it's a lot simpler. I'm just building rooms and dragging people into their job, basically. But
it looked really neat, and what I liked most about it was the fact that they were able to keep it a secret. Like, nobody heard about it. They were able to keep it a secret and then announce that it released, like, right after the conference. So, like, I was just happy for that achievement for them, because, like, the secrets are so hard to keep nowadays.
Yeah, Nintendo. We'll get to that.
I don't know what
and
you're
their previous
about, Brian.
And the game, like, right before that with Dishonored, that would have been a pretty big, not a big surprise, but a pretty nice little surprise if that hadn't gotten leaked. But, so, yeah, they had a pretty solid conference for their first one. I was impressed. It was entertaining. And Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb from X-Play got to do the pre and post show, so I was very happy. Okay.
I'm just happy for them more than anything, the fact that they actually are a big enough studio now to actually get an E3 briefing.
Yeah. And it'll be neat to see them in the future, like, for future things like expansions for Fallout or for the next, like, regular Elder Scrolls and stuff. And
big fat penis.
And that's the next one they're working on, the huge game after Elder Scrolls and Fallout. BFP. It's a follow-up, actually a spiritual sequel to Big Fat Liar. Most people don't know about it. They're trying to contract Paul Giamatti right now.
That sounds like fun. Let's all contact Paul Giamatti.
I just made a big diner.
same thing as Paul Giamatti. He's going to be in there in his blue makeup. But speaking of blue makeup, I don't know how that ties together at all. But so the next
Yondu?
One in line was... the next one in lines was
Blue
Marvel. And they had a few little of more boring moments, like with the driving game and stuff, but I thought it was a pretty solid conference compared to, like, last year or even the few previous ones.
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft's a conference I really wasn't paying much attention to because I didn't really care because I didn't own an Xbox yet. But starting with Halo 5 was obviously a good choice.
Yeah,
to get everyone excited, and then moving along into ReCore, I think worked because it seems like an interesting game to me.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Checking it out just to see, like, what other things you can stick that little orb into to make robots.
Oh, baby, sounds dirty.
And then going from right to that to going, like, hey, we're gonna do backwards compatibility.
And yeah, like, that was a pretty neat
idea. Okay, I can go for that because I don't have a 360.
Yeah, that's really, I didn't even think about it. That's really cool for you because now you can just, like, play all these different games you couldn't play before.
Like, it's disappointing that it's apparently coming out in, like, waves.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a bummer that it's not like a,
like, nausea.
You can do backwards compatibility now. Yay,
that was,
and
it was,
oh.
It was kind of like that with 360. Like, it was mostly backwards compatible with the original Xbox. But there was, like, still some that needed to be patched, and I think there's still a small handful that can't work on it. But it was kind of like that. But I assume, like, most of the major ones, like, we were talking about, like, the Halo Collection and how you're hoping they do Reach, but if they don't remaster Reach and put it as DLC, you can probably go find a cheap copy of Reach and play it on 360.
Yeah.
So that's neat.
I'll give that a shot once announced, plus any other games that I heard were good that I haven't gotten a chance to look at, obviously.
Yeah, so that was pretty neat. That was a pretty big announcement in general, just for them.
When, like, right after they announced the Elite controller, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it was apparently kind of expensive, too. Like, it's kind of a neat idea. It's probably something that I'll pick up, like, down the line when it's cheaper, but I don't really need it right now. Like, the first, because you can customize the buttons and shit, but, like, the first one they showed, the D-pad looked super weird. Yeah, like, it looked like if you took the D-pad and put it on a train and let the train run over it, and then put it back on there. So, like, I don't know how much I would customize it, because I'm pretty comfortable with the Xbox controller layout, so... I forgot about that, too. I feel like it's been so long.
They showed Garden Warfare 2, and Kat was very happy.
Did they show it at that one, too?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
That was actually where it premiered, because it didn't appear again until about an hour later at EA's.
Yeah, okay. What else did they... They showed some Tomb Raider stuff, which I talked about that last year a lot, but I'm super excited for that game. It looks really cool. Katniss bitch to the streets.
They showed it at Microsoft, and then they showed it at the Square conference, and like both times, I'm just like, "This is gonna be good."
Like the first one was really good, and so it's one of my most anticipated games. And they talked a little bit about they're doing a Gears remastered, except it's just one, I think is kind of weird. Like I still need to... I really like Gears 1. I just never finished the other ones, but I just think that's kind of funny with all these big remastered collections that they're just doing one.
Here's the first game.
Remastered.
Then you can buy the second game remastered next year.
Until we finally release 4. Because they showed a teaser for 4 at the end. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a neat way to end it, just because I like when conferences end on something new. The main thing, other than seeing more Tomb Raider, that I was excited for from that was Halo 5, which I think looks really, really cool.
Right.
Looks really good.
The Warzone thing that they showed off was pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks really cool. It's a neat new mode for it. And, I feel like in terms of campaign and stuff, Halo 4 was, like, very much dipping their toe into it for 343, but I feel like now they're really into it, like, with not only just the Warzone and, like, regular multiplayer, but the campaign looks a lot cooler. Mm-hmm. Like having I think it's the first time since 2 you can play as more than just Chief, like, you're playing as Locke, and then you have the squad mates. You got Nathan Fillion, who is an ODST, so that's a plus.
Did he just cut out, or was it me?
It was you.
Oh, okay.
It was Nathan Fillion. His power, it struck down like lightning. Right when I said Nathan Fillion, lightning struck down. No, but...
I have that problem with Nathan Fillion. He's always striking me down.
But it's neat to see him back because he wasn't in ODST, and I'm really excited
for Nathan Fillion.
It's really cool. He's going to write some books in there with his writer vest.
Rare Replay excited me more.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should have.
That's actually really cool. Like, that's a ton of games.
It's a dollar a game. 30 games for $30. Like,
yeah,
that's insane.
Like, yeah, I know.
And they're
I
good games, too.
That.
I mean, it's like Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Nuts and Bolts, Battletoads. God, I can't even think of Conker's Bad Fur Day. None of the Diddy Kongs, obviously, because
the Perfect
Nintendo,
Dark one of them.
But, Perfect Dark should be on there, yeah.
One of the games I saw on there, which I had a big comfy couch moment of, is Cameo Elements of Power, which was like one of the 360 launch titles. I have that. I never fully like beat it like a lot of older games I have, but
beat it.
It had.
Beat it.
It's kind of like Ben 10 sort of ish. Like you turn into all these different powered monsters and. Like, when I first got the 360, I didn't beat a lot of the games on it, but it was actually pretty neat. Like, I didn't get very far into it, but the mechanics were fun, and the ideas were cool, and I kind of always hoped they would revisit it again later, but, yeah, like, I saw that it was, like, even though it's sitting there on my shelf, I can, like, point at it right now. Like, I hadn't thought about it in so long. So I completely forgot about that. That's a really cool announcement. Like, that's a ton of games to be on one disc.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. I don't have a whole lot to say on it, but the HoloLens stuff that they showed was really cool.
Oh yeah, that was a neat little demo.
I don't necessarily, like, my fucking Twitter feed was like, what is this? And I'm like, it's holograms, guys, calm down. It's the shit that they do on S.H.I.E.L.D., except you're wearing a stupid headset.
You can't just do it. Like, you can't just pull it up off the touchscreen. You have to put, like, imagine, like, Coulson putting a giant-ass VR headset on and twirling his arms around. Just, if it helps, just picture Coulson. That's good advice for almost anything.
Oh, this one chick's pregnant already. What up?
What? Oh, from Fallout. I'm like, Coulson's pregnant? Yeah. Is it Mace? Or is it the cellist? Amy Acker's baby?
I'm pregnant.
I'd have Amy Acker's babies.
I'm having Dawson's baby later tonight.
Like, I feel like it's only been a couple of days, but I completely forgot about some of those things. But, you know, they had
Amy Acker's
quite
baby?
A few... Yes. I was like, is that a delay? Or are you just, like, replaying the tape?
No, you said you forgot some of those things, and I was...
Oh,
you know, okay. Fuck off.
Well, there was, like, a question fucking of a delay up. Earlier, so I was just checking.
No, you're not on a delay.
They had... but, yeah, they had a lot of neat little announcements. It was a lot better. I feel like it was probably better for you, like you said, because it was the first time you really wanted to pay attention to it, but... They've had some decent. I think last year's was pretty decent, but I mean they've had a rougher couple of years, even in terms of the public. And I think this was a better year from them.
Plus, they showed Cuphead.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
Cuphead's amazing.
And our headlining item, Cuphead. Forget Halo; it's all about Cuphead. He has a head that's a cup.
Pink pussy.
Speaking of that,
that would have been great if they're moving to Ubisoft.
Why, there was a pink pussy at Ubisoft?
Yeah, you should Tyler's a pink pussy.
No, she was she had a black pussy.
Like, I want to see her and Chris just have a sass off. Like, he's my whole timeline. He's like, really, bitch? You wearing a Gullwood necklace? Oh, hell nah. Hold my poodle. Hold my poodle.
Remember, we're all pink on the inside. Like a vagina.
That's true.
But
employee
yeah.
of the month reference? Nobody? All right.
Okay.
No. but next
Whoa,
was
suck
the most
my balls.
Spectacular conference of all time, EA, which is always just, they just knock it out of the park every year. I can't think of a year EA didn't win E3.
if I could give an award to a company for the worst continuous E3 like ever, I would just like hand it to EA at the beginning of every E3. Because I know it's going to happen.
If EA, if they had Razzie Awards for EA conferences or E3 conferences, EA would get it like every year. Like, they should get the award for conferences or for the EA conference. I keep wanting to say EA because the fucking E. E3 conferences that should not exist. Like, I get it's kind of a big company, but they're always just so boring. And Brian just falls over from excitement.
I just dropped my Fallout shelter. Come back.
Oh, God.
That's because I'm pretty sure all EA does is make sports games now. So.
Yeah. Okay. This was EA's conference. Mass Effect, Need for Speed, Star Wars, Unravel, and I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, that poor man.
Garden Warfare 2, sports, mobile, sports, Mirror's Edge Catalyst, sports. That was EA's conference. Jumping backwards to Unravel. Okay, the game itself was kind of cute. I'm like, okay, that's whatever. The guy doing it, I felt so bad for this man. This was the most awkward man I've ever seen on an E3 stage. Like
that's saying something.
He just kept he said that he was so like proud to be presenting his game to everyone at E3 like at least 4 or 5 times. And then he was like, I have Yarny, and I was...
He pulls it out shaking, like a hostage.
He was shaking, and he's like, I took him out in the woods, and took pictures with him, and used it as inspiration for Unraveled. And I'm really, really glad and happy and proud to be presenting this game to you today. And we went to the lake. Meanwhile, his hands are like going 90 miles an hour. He's just like going, he's like fucking
like a fucking hostage crisis. Hostage.
It was crazy. Like I seriously thought someone was gonna shoot this man because he was shaking that bad. It was hysterical.
What doesn't help is after this extremely nervous, like very quiet presentation, he walks off stage right after that. Highway to the danger zone. I'm pretty sure the guy was walking off stage and he just had a heart attack right there and stumbled like you didn't hear him just falling down the stairs as Danger Zone was playing. Like the tone shift was like the most incredible I've ever seen.
He trips, Yarny flies in the air.
Like sadly. Yarny continues to roll and slowly unravel.
Felt so bad because it's kind of a game that I want to check out just on principle, but this poor man, that was in no way a man that should be allowed in like a public speaking setting.
Yeah, it was. My whole timeline was felt bad for him. Like in the pre-show, he was like, "You just want to give him a hug and say it's okay, buddy. It's gonna be fine. Let me take that gun from you." Like
you unravel Yarn, he's actually like a revolver.
It was actually a hostage crisis. They were trying to negotiate it down. Fifi saved us in the clinch. But what's funny about it is, like, it would have been funnier if he'd been like, "I've been working on this game for 5 years," and then he turns around, there's a copy of Kirby's Epic Yarn. Damn it! You mean they've done this Kirby's already?
Epic Yarn, Yoshi's Woolly World. He just kind of, he falls apart, sobbing on stage.
Here's Yarny. Here's Yoshi as Yarn. Just
Kirby's just sitting there going, "Hi! Hi!"
But wow. Yeah, that was...
The guy that made Unraveled is just like...
He becomes Unraveled. It's a self story. It's a documentary about him becoming Unraveled. But yeah, that was... They really don't have very good transitions, and that was a perfect example. And like... They, I mentioned this several times now on our private talk, but they should have lumped all the sports games together because the tone shift was weird. Like, I think at one point in between was like a Minions game, and
yeah,
like my timeline would freak out. Like every time we'd think we were done, then they'd come back to like an NFL game, and everyone was like, "No!" And I love how at the very beginning of the conference. Practically before they showed anything else, they literally told you there was going to be Star Wars later. Like, I think as a preventative measure to get you not to leave. Like,
yeah,
look.
Like they were showing a trailer for Need for Speed, and then like this thing came up. Like, I don't know if it was on the screens there too, but it came in the bottom of the screen that said like the EA logo, and it's up next, Star Wars Battlefront. Please don't leave.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. It's like, we realize what you're about to see is going to be really weird and boring, but Star Wars is coming. So there was that.
Giggity.
Real quick before we get to the actual Star Wars,
ignore
it was
the
neat
beeping.
To...
I'm trying to find my Fallout shelter.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Found it.
It was car, first time car opening noises heard on the show. But Star Wars Battlefront, they did finally show it, and it looks really, really cool. I think they showed it again later at Sony. Like, the scale of it looks really awesome. Like, just the battles and, like, the machines and the fact that there's, like, TIE fighter X-Wing combat going on above you. It just looks really, really cool. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention how on point the doofuses with accents were this year, with things like Spit Screen, Luke Skywalker. It was just amazing.
That Luke's hippie name?
Yes. Like, you can play as Luke Skywalker, and there's Spit Screen gameplay. Like, what are you saying? You can explore different warts? Wait, warts?
Like, there's dermatology involved?
Yes. Like, all the accent people were just amazing this year. Like, I love how John was like, "No offense, but can they just hire people that speak normal English?"
This was also the magnificent conference that brought us Pele.
Fifi. Okay, so, oh my god. So for FIFA, which they very vaguely mentioned that it was going to be about FIFA, they bring out this guy. He's apparently a big deal in soccer. I know nothing about it. And they bring him out on stage for, like, his interview, I think, was 7 minutes long. I think that because I went to look at the video to see the comments. Hilarious. It's like 7 minutes. Like, the whole thing with his, like, pre-video of him was like 10 minutes. And he rambled on stage about God knows what. Like, Brian got to fast forward through it. But I had to sit through it. Most of the time I was spending on my timeline with Chris being like, girl, what are you saying? Which is like pretty much everybody at E3. But they mentioned FIFA like once or twice maybe, but it was like him trying to tell stories, like a grandfather telling stories. And he was like, and the muck, and then the ball, and I was like, I'm like, oh my God, this is an E3 professional conference where we're supposed to learn about video games, and this man's over here having a stroke. And like, I could not believe how long it went on for. Like, I've never seen anyone pull up a fucking like Live with Regis and Kelly interview, except not entertaining at all, show up on stage. And then I told you, Ryan, you have to go back and watch the end. Like, when they ushered him off, the dude just like looks back and like makes this cringe face, like, damn, that bitch can talk. Like, one of the comments on the video I watched said, lowest moment in E3 history. So, like, I could not even believe that they did that. That was just, oh my God. Let's see, is there anything else? The only other thing I really want to mention is that Mirror's Edge 2 does look pretty cool. That was a neat game.
Spaghetti.
So it's neat that's finally happening. But EA's was just, like, it was a disaster. I mentioned on Twitter, I'm like, the only reason I really watch these is to make like little funny comments and have stories to tell later. Like, it wasn't quite 1 million truths, but I mean, I can guarantee you, like, E3 from now, I'll still be mentioning when they brought Fifi on stage for 10 minutes to bore the fuck out of us. Oh my God, that was just, dear Lord. All right, speaking of dear Lord, Ubisoft's
pussy.
Exactly. See.
There you go.
So Aisha Tyler hosted this thing again.
I'm pretty sure she's just always going to host Ubisoft's conference.
They own her now, as well as Whose Line Is It Anyway. I was upset the crew didn't come out and do a little skit for us. Like, just Ubisoft needs more Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie and Wayne Brady.
This is true.
Like, more token black guy.
I love how casual Ubisoft's conferences are, like, let's get this fucking thing going. Let's see some motherfucking games. Like, they're just so fucking casual about it.
Fucking casuals.
But meanwhile, they have, like, completely unrealistic video game chat. Like, for The Division, I've never once played a multiplayer game where one of my teammates said, on your six. That's never happened. Ever. Like, it's so unrealistic. And then they bring out people on stage to play Rainbow Six that were sitting next to each other but wearing headsets. Wasn't that the game they showed last year with, like, the hostage lady?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the same game. Ubisoft's conference was just 2014, except worse.
Pretty much. It was, like, the one thing that I say they do more, like, they kept it, I think, more entertaining in a way than EA's, and I think that having Aisha there to replace Trini was just crucial. No, but having her there to sort of segue
the
games.
You can't have a corpse host a conference. It's not...
Well, they did it with Fifi, so...
he was but, so old.
He didn't even know that they were gone. He thought they were still in the home.
trying to concentrate on what I'm doing, and you fuckers... Okay, good, I did it. God damn it.
Anyway, but I think having her there to segue between like games and segments was more noticeable, especially after EA when they scared poor Unraveled guy, where like they just the placement of a game like Unraveled next to Garden Warfare 2, like costume bit. But that was good. I don't think that the only thing I was interested in seeing there was Assassin's Creed Syndicate, because I'm still a fan of the series despite everyone's being like annoyed with it. But I think the new one actually looks really cool. Like, I'm more excited than quite a while. I think there's some really neat changes to it. But that was the only thing I think I was really interested in seeing.
When I was watching these conferences, I wrote down every game that they brought up. Then I bolded the ones that I was interested in. Yeah, Ubisoft's only bold is Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Yeah.
Yeah, there was, because other than that, which technically, since they talk about AC every year, it's, like you said, it was almost the same conference. Like,
plus, Assassin's Creed was at Sony's conference too, so.
Yeah, and the Division, like, there's some certain things about the Division that look neat, but I don't really play any Tom Clancy games besides Splinter Cell, so there really wasn't there much for me. So, yeah. Sony's...
Ubisoft, they brought in Jason Derulo to do Just Dance.
Oh, yeah, and that was, like, right after
To watch all these, I took a YouTube clip, and I ran it through one of those downloaders, and then I downloaded it while I was eating burgers at Sonic. And the encode that I grabbed was, like, it's, like, just the conference, no pre-show, no end show, and the guy was nice enough to cut out Jason Derulo. It's, like, Jason Derulo came out, and all of a sudden they were clapping, and it was done. I was like, this is great!
I forgot about, they'd have the Just Dance demo every year. I forgot about that. It's like, and suddenly, a small concert. I completely forgot about that. But yeah, speaking of Jason Derulo, Sony.
Sony that apparently won E3.
I think that, like, objectively they may have, because they did have a lot of, like, heavy hits early on, but, like, a lot of it what I cared about personally. Like, Last Guardian,
I don't get the hype. Like,
it's because it was made by the people that did, like, Shadow of the Colossus, which Shadow of the Colossus is probably one of my favorite games of, like, two gens ago, but I wasn't that hyped for it. Like, I remember seeing Last Guardian and thinking, oh, neat, it's from the Shadow of Colossus people, I'll probably check it out. But I haven't been holding on to it like everybody else has. Like, I didn't realize until a while ago that people were holding on to it so much.
Like, the only thing I got out of the, like, the demo was...
He wanted the kid to die? Because he kept saying, Eobard! I wanted Wells to run in and snatch the kid.
Weird hippogriff thing. And the kid's just running around going, Dooku! And Eobard! And I got really done.
Why is Reverse Flash here?
I don't know.
I know. It was like, Wells, come in and take this kid out for centuries.
At first, I thought that was the name of the beast, is it? I don't know. But then he started saying some other word, like, sounded like Dooku. I'm like, no, Count Dooku's not here.
Yeah.
This is insensitive. God.
So... Like I said, it interested me when it first came out, and I still might check it out if it looks better, but I wasn't holding on to it quite as much. It's kind of funny because it was reaching, like, Half-Life 3 levels of jokes whether it would show up, so I think that's why it was such a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I was just annoyed with the kid. I wanted the fucking Griffin thing to eat him. Like, it was funny in the post... excuse me, in the post-show coverage, Felicia Day was on there, and she was like, there's a part where the animal must slip. She's like, take the kid, but leave the Griffin alone. Like, this is
Felicia.
Charlie. But, yeah, so that got a lot of people freaked out. And then there also, people are really excited over that Shoeshine Kickstarter.
The Shenmue 3 Kickstarter.
Yes,
Shenmue. I love the fact that one of the highlights of Sony's conference was announcing a Kickstarter. They're like, this is the world premiere of the Kickstarter of the game that y'all want. Here you go. We're not going to fund it completely ourselves, even though we totally could. Kickstarter time, yo.
We could literally donate all the money right now 3 times on stage, but you do it.
You do it. You want it so bad?
I think I would be more excited if it actually was a game called Shoeshine starring Andy Dwyer, where you just man his shoeshine stand. And then, like, the final level is doing that one where he shined Ron's shoes and he had, like, an orgasm. So that would have been more exciting.
You can throw in references to the Lego movie.
Shining
Parks
shoes
and Rec
gives me an orgasm.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. Exactly. And then Jurassic World can tie back to Dino Charge because everything is Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, dinosaurs, so it must. Didn't you
speaking
know?
Speaking of dinosaurs, they should have a game called Horizon.
That looked really cool.
It did. That was probably the highlight of Sony's conference for me, just because it was a new IP that looked really cool.
Yeah, for me it was too, because it was one of the things I hadn't heard about. I mean, it's possible there was whispers about it before, but because it was new, it wasn't really in my radar yet. So, but just the concept of, like, what the world story is, and then, like, the game in action looked really cool. So that probably was my favorite thing from their conference. Like, I'm really stoked to check that out. And then they followed it, I think, with one of my favorite things from last year, which was No Man's Sky.
Yeah, well, they followed it with Hitman and Street Fighter. Oh. Then they got to No Man's Sky.
Damn, Brian, you're on point with this note
stuff. I told you I wrote down every fucking game.
But Hitman...
Oh, well, aren't you fucking cool?
I heard that the last Hitman was actually really good, and I also have a Black Friday sale copy here. But, so I guess that's neat. But No Man's Sky was like a highlight from last year, kind of like, for similar reasons, Horizon is, because it was new. But just seeing the demo, that game still, like, the scope of it seems way too good to be true. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't get it. Like, they scale back, and it's like each one of those bright points is a sun, and each of those suns has a solar system with multiple planets that you get to go visit. And I'm like, that's a lot.
But I know, that's why it seems way too good to be true. Like, I was talking to a friend about this, about, he couldn't understand what I meant, but on a much smaller scale, remember the first demos for Watch Dogs, where they showed all these really crazy hacking and shit? And that's still a part of the game, but it was not anywhere near on, like, the intricate level that the first demos made it out to be. That's kind of what it was like, and I hope it doesn't be like that, because if it is somehow at least even a tenth of true, that is really cool.
Because last year they were like, we're going to have all these different planets that you can explore, and no one's game will be the same. Because there's just, like, this almost infinite amount of planets you can find. And I was there going, that can't be right. And then they show it off this year, and that's basically what it is. I'm like, well, they haven't went back on their word yet.
Yeah,
like, I'm waiting for them to start lying to us.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, when it comes out to be significantly smaller, or, like, 99% of the planets are all the same with, like, a different color. Like, I don't know, but, like... You know, whether or not it's too good to be true, the concept looks really cool. Like, all the stuff you can do in it. And, like, what blew me away last year was that he was on the surface of this planet, and he gets in a ship and then goes seamlessly up into a space environment and then landed right on another planet. And, like, it's not like I haven't played games before where you're, like, you know, fast travel to this planet or that planet or this ship. And that's the thing. But very rarely do you get huge shifts like that without load time, and the fact that he went from an entire planet of exploration up into space into another planet seamlessly was like blew me away.
And like the complete opposite happened this time. You started in space, flew around, and then was like, let's go to this planet, and then he like scaled back, he clicked on a random planet, and then warped there, and then flew down into the atmosphere, and then landed. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like... it looks really cool. Like, I really like the art style on it. Just the whole exploration aspect of it. I was reading a little bit about all the different things you can do. So if it ends up being true, like what they're saying, it could be really, really cool. So, yeah, that's, like I said, right now it just seems too good to be true with like all those possible planets. That would be a really neat way to create different experiences though, to have, you know, cause it would be really, really hard to visit every single one of those planets if that's true. Mm-hmm. But crazy. They announced a Final Fantasy VII remake and everyone's panties got wet.
Yeah, I'm just like,
mine are dry.
Here's my thing. I tried to play Final Fantasy VII when I was younger.
I didn't.
Way before the PS2 even came out. And obviously being little me, I was really impatient and couldn't get into it. And I really hate
Little
yet.
You sucks, by the way.
Little me's a bitch. I hate little me.
Oh, yeah. How is that different than Big U? Because Big U's also a bitch.
That is true, but I'm a different kind of bitch now.
Okay.
I'm a strong, independent bitch. And I never really bothered to go back and try to play it again, just because I'm not big with Final Fantasy. I've played some games. I play more Final Fantasy spin-offs than I do actual Final Fantasy games. Like,
so do most people.
The Crystal Chronicles games for GameCube, Kingdom Hearts, a couple of the... iPhone. A couple of the DS games and stuff I've all played, but the Final Fantasy like 7, 8, 9... I've only played bits and pieces of them, so I wasn't super excited for this if and when it actually comes out. Like, it just started development. Like, they had a trailer. There was no gameplay footage, no dates, just like, hey, we're working on this. Go jizz yourself.
Everyone did.
And
they were like, can do.
Everyone did. I was just like, okay, whatever. I was more excited for World of Final Fantasy. They showed that off right before it, and there was like these little chibi things, and it was really adorable, and I wanted to play it.
So the spinoff thing holds up.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm more excited for this thing because it's adorable than your dark and greedy Final Fantasy VII. Look at me, I'm a cute little stuffed dude.
What I think is funny is that, like, the whole world always seems like whenever we do a reboot or something, they're like, oh my god, reboot, I'm so sick of it. But this one literally, like, plastered the word remake on it, and everyone's like, oh my god, a remake! Like, they're freaking out. Like, well, I mean, people can like it fine. I don't really have anything against it, but I just think it's funny. Like, that game, 7, has so much hype about remakes and all these replays, and in a franchise that already has, like, what, 15 main games? Not even... talking about the side ones Brian's just talking about. I just think that's funny that, like...
That's also not even kind of the fact that, like, Final Fantasy X has, like, two sequels.
Yeah, it's, like, it's
Final
crazy.
I think Final Fantasy 12 has two sequels, too, or something like that.
Like, this game is, like, in the mid, going into late teens and counting, and then people just want to keep revisiting 7. I just, like, I know very little about it. I just kind of find it funny. On top of the whole irony that
because
the game's
Final
called Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 7 is the best game ever. Don't you know?
A lot of people think so.
I know.
I love how, like, the biggest highlights of Sony's conference for everyone, like, that isn't me, was the fact that was a remake and a Kickstarter. Where, like, the biggest things from Sony's conference are like, dude, we're getting Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's all HD and awesome. And, oh yeah, they're doing a Kickstarter for Shenmue 3. It's already backed after 10 hours. It's fucking nuts. It's gonna be great. I'm like, guys, it's a Kickstarter, for Christ's sake. They just announced at E3, hey, give us your money now for a product you're gonna get in 2 or 3 years.
We backed it. I don't understand why I haven't gotten shipping confirmation yet.
I'm not gonna say that Kickstarter's bad, because I've backed two different games before. But just the fact that this was announced at an E3, like, and everyone made a big deal about it, I think is hilarious. But,
yeah, because there was a lot of big announcements for other people. Not that there wasn't stuff there I didn't like Horizon and No Man's Sky and stuff, but it's just funny. Like, there was a lot of stuff that just was big, but it wasn't for me.
The only thing I will say is, I said this on Twitter, but I love it when a game Kickstarter does great so fast. And it's the reason they went to Kickstarter in the first place was because the studios they normally work with were like, nobody wants to buy that. And then all of a sudden they go to Kickstarter and it's like $2 million raised. And I'm like, well, evidently people did want that. Good job, studios.
It's like the same thing with TV. Like, when Community moved to Yahoo, like, apparently it did really well. But, like, people are like, oh, the Nielsen boxes. Or the Veronica Mars movie, like, how quickly that got funded.
Yeah.
Like, that's a perfect example. Like, the people both with the game industry and, like, the TV industry, they're, like, have really archaic ways of looking at things. Mm-hmm. So that's just dumb. Am I forgetting anything before we talk about Uncharted real quick?
I love how they talked about Black Ops for a while.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then they showed a montage, and then they cut to Disney Infinity.
Yeah, that was... It made it seem like the conference was ending. It was a really awkward pacing. They're like, end of conference montage. Hey, we're back. Just to really briefly mention that, I thought that was really odd, because usually Call of Duty is at Xbox's conference.
Duty.
And I didn't even, because there was, I was all about Halo so much this year, and like Tomb Raider, so when it was over, I didn't even notice until like a couple hours after the pre-show. I'm like, oh shit, they didn't show Call of Duty, and apparently now it's like a PlayStation exclusive deal. Not like the game exclusive, but like the content. So that was pretty surprising, because usually, like, they get thousands of players on both services, but Xbox is usually the default. But yeah, forgot about that. But yeah, Disney Infinity, you can still play with limits.
That guy was really excited. PlayStation will be the first console in which you can play as Boba Fett.
Like, in only Star Wars playsets. You can't wreck Andy's room as Boba Fett. Sorry. We're no fun. Here's Shell riding the Mystery Machine. Fuck you. What was the other thing about
Masturbation.
Oh yeah, Battlefront. They showed a little more Battlefront, which still looked cool.
And then they oddly cut to Uncharted.
Yeah, and then they had the botched demo. I think the dude behind there got drunk, passed out, forgot to play, and they had to replace him with somebody else.
He restarted it. Like,
like, okay. Wait, maybe if we restart this, they'll think it never happened. Like, that was so funny, because, like, it moves from cutscene to gameplay, and it's as time goes on, it's harder and harder to tell when that happens, because it looks the same now. Mm-hmm. And so he's just sitting there, and it's really funny, because I went back, because, like, halfway through the stream, my quality cut to, like, 240p, so I went back and rewatched it, and, like, one of the top comments was, "Where's the part at the beginning where Nathan doesn't move and they restart the trailer?" So that was hilarious. That game looks gorgeous, though.
It does.
The chase scene was very impressive.
I'm trying to, like, grasp playing that chase scene. Like, you can tell, like, the person playing the demo has played that so many fucking times and knew exactly where to go. I'm just picturing clueless me playing this game going, "Where do I go?" And it's, like, driving off in the opposite direction.
That's one of those levels where, like, you crash into a building and then you just hear Sully screaming, "Nate!" And it's screaming. It's, like, going to gray. That happened to me on so many parts. Like, I could see it. But it looked absolutely gorgeous. And if you listen at all, you know I love Uncharted. But I knew you'd see something from it, but I kind of wish, like, even though I'm not really as stoked about Gears, I like that, like, Xbox ended on something new, and I thought it was a little bit weak to end on something we already knew about, and we saw the trailer or the little teaser last time, and then we've seen substantial gameplay from it, so I still think it should have been there, but I kind of wish we would have ended on something surprising. But still, it was a really impressive demo. Like, I'm really stoked for that,
like,
game.
A naked dancing masturbating bear?
That's just Nathan Drake. And Sully.
Or George.
All three of them. I wasn't necessarily sure if I was expecting it, but I was kind of hoping to maybe hear a hint about a new Infamous game. Because it's been a year since it came out. I didn't expect one for this fall or anything, but they usually announce it like a year or two in advance, so I was hoping to hear something just because I still had to play last.
That's Insomniac, right?
Yeah.
What are they working on right now?
I have no idea, because they don't do, like... No, it's not Insomniac. Yeah, it is Insomniac. No, that's Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch.
Okay, Sucker Punch.
Sorry. Because I was thinking, like, Insomniac...
Who the fuck does Insomniac?
Ratchet. Ratchet, okay. And... that's what I was just going to mention is that...
Oh, okay, because I was watching a Crash Bandicoot... Not Crash Bandicoot, Spyro.
Speaking of, the Ratchet and Clank movie video game looks freaking amazing.
It does.
That's the thing I was going to say is that, like... Insomniac, they still do Ratchet. I kind of wish they had continued more. I know that it's like...
Girl, you Ratchet.
But they continued Sly and Jack in the way they've still continued Ratchet two generations later. But regardless...
Ratchet hoes.
Like, Insomniac, they do Ratchet and they do...
I don't know why I'm here.
They did Resistance and then they did Sunset Overdrive. So they have other things and like Naughty Dog. You know,
Operation Overdrive. God,
they do. They do.
Fuck.
I didn't even got that. But the bottom line is the other two studios that were like part of the big three Sony people have done other games. But as far as I know, Sucker Punch has only done this. The exception of, did they even do Sly 4? I mean, I know they made it, but did Sucker Punch make it?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I still wish that, like I said, that Jack and Daxter and Sly continued more steadily into, like, as Ratchet went all the way through last gen and is starting in this gen again. So I still need to play Last or First Light or whatever, but I really loved the gameplay on the last Infamous, and some of the story left a lot to be desired. So, but I've been wanting to play more, but with the exception of that small little DLC, I'm one of the few games 100% is, so I have nothing left to do. So I was hoping to hear even just a teaser for the next one. Or maybe even some more DLC. I mean, they've only had one DLC pack so far.
You still got that computer guy you can look at. Figure out his story. The other guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I see what you're talking about. His name was.
Yeah.
Clement.
Computer guy. Yeah, Clement. Clement was in Infamous Second Son. And then you can look at the guy whose smoke powers you stole. I don't know, but... Yeah, like, I was hoping for something, because I love the gameplay on
now,
the...
thanks to science!
And speaking of DLC, they did show, I forgot, a little bit DLC for Destiny, which I really need to get back into. There's so many games I need to play, but... They did have a good conference.
You're telling me.
It's just like, half of it was stuff I didn't really care about, like Shell Mikidmu or whatever, and Last Guardian. Yep.
We got no good segue into Nintendo, but
no,
they're next. They started up on Tuesday with Square Enix. Round off the bunch. Okay, so Nintendo started off with a hilarious
a disgrace
bit.
To mankind with Metroid.
Well, first we had the first
they're
we had that Smash Brothers
fans.
Thing, right, where they decided to tell us they had to have a separate discussion just about Smash Brothers.
Real quick though, like they called it a micro direct, and I don't even remember what the fuck they talked about during it. But they had like a micro direct last week. And then they had the Smash one a couple days before E3. And, like, they burned through anything, like, super exciting, like, right before the actual conference.
So it was kind of dull. If they had had the Smash stuff in the conference thing, it would have been a lot better, I think.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I watched the Smash thing with my five-month-old because that's, you know, what you do. She loved it, by the way. She thought it was the greatest thing ever she saw. But I mean, it was cool. I loved the things in it. I'm like, I don't know why you blew all this load like right here.
And
like,
it
I get you
help.
Had blue balls because it had been like 3 days since y'all talked to us last. But you know, you could have just like tried to hold on for like another 48 hours. And then they got to the actual conference and they were like, "Here come the Muppets! Yay!" And Kermit just comes out and. You look over there, Statler and Waldorf, you guys suck! What the fuck?
That was everyone watching.
Where's the Metroid?
Here's a Metroid game. Where's Samus? Y'all
yeah,
a bunch
the petition
of
out
fucks!
Here.
Where are those Toku guys? Get them to write a petition.
The fact, oh my god, the fact there was a petition to cancel Federation Force is hysterical. Like, Metroid is not allowed to have a game that does not feature Samus. This is bullshit.
Like, so
dumb.
Backing up for a second, the conference starts off, first of all, I really want to know where I can get those puppets. Because I need Puppet Reggie to just do push-ups like that. Like, I found it funny because I have that kind of stupid sense of humor, but
I like their intro. I always like Nintendo's intros.
What I love about it is that they don't take themselves seriously in the slightest. Like they know, like Iwata's a joke.
I'm glad they know because it's painfully obvious.
Like it starts off and the puppet is practicing the. Directly to you motion. Like he's just practicing it. Like he knows that's like a big joke among people of how fucking weird he is.
First line is like, I will go directly to the stage and he does a fucking motion.
Like he said he did that thing like 3 times, like directly. Like you can tell like he knows he's a fucking joke. And then like Reggie and his like my body is ready, like they know it's funny. And then Miyamoto just is like I'm here.
I speak pretty good English.
Right? He's like, I need my script. And I also want to get me a peppy hair puppet just so that I can go around and hold up people and go, do a barrel roll!
Yes, Fox, why don't you do a barrel roll?
Thanks, Luigi. And... That was fun, but I really like that Star Fox game. I want it, like, right now.
Depending on the control schemes, the whole gamepad, TV, same time, different views thing might end up giving me a headache, but they haven't really been clear about what different, like, other options there are for controls, if there are any, but I'm sure it'll be
fine. I feel like it'll be optional. I think it might be something that's optional. It just seems like it, that one of those things.
And then, like I remember, like, before the whole E3 even started, there was, like, some people made a big deal about the fact that Miyamoto was doing the start of the conference and Iwata wasn't. And like, oh, that's clearly a bad sign or something. Like, there was some kind of stupid logic that people give. But I don't know. I thought it was fine. I don't see a problem with it. I mean, Star Fox is one of Miyamoto's things, so why not let him talk about it? Mm-hmm. Like, it just, like, to, I guess to me, I didn't see the big deal, but whatever. I like the transforming vehicles. I saw that and I got super hyped. Like, I want it. And, like, that gyro helicopter thing with a little robot. Like, I'm like, well, that's pretty cool.
And the Landmaster gets this weird hovercraft thing.
Right? Like, I'm like, I just want this. And then, like, the R-Wing becomes, like, a frog walker. But, yeah, I like that. And then the big thing that they were doing was the Mario Maker or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. they used that as, like, all their transitions because they had that little special mushroom thing that you can use your amiibos with and Mario can turn into other characters. Which it was real funny because the next thing they do is Mario comes out and he turns into Link. So of course, I'm watching this with Kaylee and she turns to me and says, hey, he looks like Mario, looks like Link. I'm like, that's right.
Mario.
Mario. There's a D in his name. You can't see it. It's an invisible D. And so they cut to the next Zelda game. I'm like, oh, it's a Zelda game. And she's like, no, that's Link's game. I'm like, like, no, I know that. It is Link's game, but they call it The Legend of Zelda. It's just, oh, which to me was funny. But that looks cool. I get, is the only way you can play that, like, you have to have friends?
No, they said there was a single – it's like Four Swords.
Okay, like, I was listening, but it's made
to be a multiplayer experience, but – you can control everyone single player too.
Okay, because I know a lot of people were like, oh, this is going to highlight if you don't have friends and shit like that. I'm like, well, fuck, I want to play this, but I don't have friends. I have coworkers, but fuck, that's not the same thing.
Workplace proximity associates.
Yeah. Oh, shit. But I'm like, so I'm like, well, that's the thing that happened. So, but I like the whole idea. Like, you have different clothes, and so you have different, like, little attributes with your whatever outfit you're wearing. Match. And
capture the ocarina.
Like, in the little totem thing where you can stack up and now you're one big person. It's definitely interesting. So I can't wait till we get some more stuff about that game. And what did they do? They showed Fire Emblem, I think. I really wasn't paying. If I don't understand it, I kind of zoned out. There was some Japanese thing. There's something featuring Kibat.
Fire Emblem Fates is the new Fire Emblem that they've been showing on, like, every Direct ever. And the other one that had intense amounts of Japanese was the Shin Megami Tensei and Fire Emblem crossover game.
Is that what it was? Because I couldn't read anything. I couldn't understand anything. I'm pretty sure I, like, just my eyes glazed over. Had Kaylee not been there, I probably would have just taken my pants off. but Kaylee was watching with me, so I couldn't. Yeah, I'm not Brian. Brian's more into that kind of thing.
Despite the fact that it got leaked, they showed Hyrule Warriors for 3DS.
They did, and, like, I'm fine with that. I know a lot of people were, like, all pissy about it. Like, oh, they're remaking this game for 3DS. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, like, you know it's not going to be the exact same thing. It never is, so stop. And they even said they added stuff to it and did different things with it. So, you know, before you go judging and being a douche nozzle, like, I wanna see more of this version of the game. Like, that's, see, Zelda fun. Can, like, Zelda can have spin-offs.
I played the Wii U version a lot, but it's one of those things where I naturally play 3DS games a lot more than I play console games.
Yeah, I wish they had announced it at the same time, because, like, when I played Hyrule Warriors, I'd always do the gamepad to pretend I was on a handheld.
I generally did that just because when I was playing that game, we had a lot smaller TV. And where I usually sat on the couch was a fairly decent distance away. And with a game like that, you're constantly looking at the map to figure out where all your troops are and where you need to go. And it was really hard to see for me, so I'd always play on the gamepad because I could just, like, look right in front of my fucking face. So it was just easier in general to play on the gamepad. So I'm excited for Hyrule Warriors on the go. I'll play it a lot more than the Wii U version for sure. Triforce Heroes did seem kind of cool. I mean, there's not a whole lot of information on it. We'll see. I don't know. The four swords sort of formula sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
See, I never played Four Swords,
so we'll kind of see. It was all right as a single-player experience, but it's one of those things where when the game is obviously meant to be a multiplayer experience, when you're playing it single-player, you get the story across, but I feel
you lose a little something.
The enjoyment of the game is pretty much nixed because you're doing a whole lot more work by yourself than you would be otherwise.
Speaking of Zelda real quick, though, like, I know that it's not coming out this year, and they talked about a long time ago they weren't going to show anything, but I think it was a mistake not to show anything from the new Zelda, mainly because I just want to see more. Because we've seen so little, and it looks so cool, I would have loved to see even just a progress update. Like, so many of these games that don't come out for a year or even longer, they still show a little bit of, so I think that would have been really neat to see more of it.
Nintendo's got this weird thing where they view E3 as a, hey, look at what's coming soon, as opposed to all of the other companies that are like,
look what's coming out in the next 5 years.
Between now and 2019.
It's kind of like last year's E3 was a setup episode for this one, and this one's a setup episode for next year. It's like double. So that's what I was thinking. Like, it's been more like that recently, that they've had more for, like, beyond, but just the fact that they already have announced it, like they always do, it seems weird that they wouldn't even want to show us just a little bit more footage, because they gotta have to have something to show us. Did they stop working on it after that last demo? We're gonna take a sabbatical.
What gets me about that is they're like, we want to use E3 as a showcase of what's coming soon. I'm like, well, what was last year? Last year was showing us all of this stuff in its early stages, so why can't you do that for next year?
Exactly. Like, I like that they have a different setup in the fact that they have these little directs all year instead of just, you know, have a way of talking to people instead of only at E3. But I think it's a mistake
to
treat E3 as another direct, just normal. Like, it's all eyes are on gaming, and all the other places are getting such publicity. Like, they have the opportunity to get even more publicity and hype. They had a pretty solid showing last year.
I guess they figure E3 is their thing because, like, they started it and they can do what the fuck they want.
Like, they had a solid showing there, and they had, like, the treehouse stuff. So they had a good presence last year, and there was nothing, like, mind-blowing announced, but they had a good lineup. And this year was just so sparse. And, like, I think that even though they do the directs every year, they should still make the E3 one more special, even if they don't. I still miss the conferences, but they could still make the directs more special. And didn't they also always do, or at least I remember them still having fun little bits in their conferences even when they were live?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like they couldn't do that. I'm not sure why they decided to give that up. Because the last couple conferences they had were pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
So it seems weird. Like, if they had, like, EA showings, I'd be like, I totally get it. But, like, they had some really good conferences, and then they're like, no, we're not going to do that anymore. I know, it just seemed weird. Like, a weird time to decide on.
I don't know. They said, we're Nintendo. We do what the fuck we want, bitches. Alright, well, fine. Do what you want. So, see if I care.
Speaking of the Metroid Prime game.
So that happened, and
the game that needs to get canceled, apparently.
And the world collectively just, like, shit their pants.
in like, the opposite way of Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yeah, it's like, well, a reverse shitting your pants.
Reverse shit. Like, I don't see the big deal. I mean, I understand from a fact that a lot of people want a new actual Metroid game. Because it has been a while since we got one, and I understand the desire for one, but this is clearly a game that didn't involve, like, a huge, like, group of people working on it. They basically just took the multiplayer from Metroid Prime Hunters and made it better, and, like, gave it more modes that were more explorative. And made a game out of it. That's all they really did. It's not like they took an entire team of people that would normally make a new, a new Metroid game, and go do this thing with these Federation soldiers, and they'll just run around and shoot each other, and then there'll be like exploratory ones where you shoot monsters and stuff too. It'll be really cool. Don't worry about it. They didn't do that for this game, so I don't see the big deal at all.
And this is just 3DS, right?
Yep.
So it's not even like it was announced as a full-on console main game or anything. Like, it does seem really dumb. Like, if they had announced, like, a full-on, like, Wii U and 3DS, this is the next main game. But even then, it's so silly to want to tear it down. And Nintendo has a really long time between franchises, or franchise entries a lot of the time. So, and they're getting something. It seems so petty. It's kind of ridiculous.
It really is. I just don't like everything else has spin-off games. Everything else has spin-off games. Mario has spin-offs, Pokemon, Zelda. Like, they all have it. Star Fox had Star Fox Adventures. I know people hated that shit. They're like, oh, after this shit, we're not getting another good Star Fox game. We're going to get more trash like this. That's all we're going to get with Star Fox's name on it. You know, and then we had the GameCube game, we had the DS game, like, so clearly, you know, and then now they're making the Wii U game, so clearly that, you know, they're not, like, screwing, you know, saying, oh, no more Star Fox, because Adventures is the only way to go. So, it takes a while to make a complete game like that, because there's a lot involved in it. Plus, they got fucking people doing Zelda and everything else. Because Prime Trilogy was made by, like, a different company.
Yeah, that was by... Was that one by Retro Studios, or was that...
Yeah, that was... No, that was Retro. Other M was... Other M, I think, was someone different, too. But no.
Other M was Team Ninja.
Yeah. Retro made the Prime Trilogy. Fusion was made by, I think, Nintendo or something, and that was, like, basically Metroid 4.
Mm.
And that's... You know, everyone's like, oh, that's the last time we got a game in the series. Well, yeah. I mean, and with that game, they fucking destroyed Samus' suit and gave her a new suit and, like, you know, went through this whole thing. Like, sorry, I don't know. I guess they're trying to figure out what the fuck do we do next. That's why they made the Prime Trilogy, because they had to go backwards. They're like, well, fuck. We screwed up there.
Oops. That's two prequels.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. But we'll get one. Everyone's like, oh, see, it's just like F-Zero all over again. We're not getting any more F-Zero games. So just Samus is going the way of Captain Falcon. She's just being Smash Brothers, and that's it.
Show me your moves.
Like, I'm still not sure how that motherfucker ended up in Smash Brothers. Like,
I have no idea.
You're a race car driver. What the fuck are you doing?
It might have been around the same time that there was an F-Zero anime in Japan. I would have to check the dates on that. I don't know. But it might have been, because that's where they pulled a lot of Captain Falcon's moveset from, was that anime.
Oh, really?
There's an Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer... More on that.
And like a little festival game.
And yeah, I almost said Animo. Amiibo Festival Animal Crossing. It's basically just the Amiibo Mario Party 10 mode skinned up to be Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And
I'm fine with that.
With a couple extra features. I'm fine with that because I love Mario Party. And I love
Animal Mario
Crossing.
Party. Yeah, that's actually what I was about to say, but fuck you, Brian.
Amiibos!
I want Amiibo of Isabelle.
Like, I really want all those Amiibos, like, kind of like for the same reason as the villager, is that they're not ones you can commonly get. I mean, there's a bunch of Animal Crossing merchandise, but I mean, in terms of, I can go buy a bunch of different Nintendo character stuff pretty easily, but, like, that stuff isn't quite as common, so I'm looking forward to those.
Really common in Japan, but here we got here. Like nothing.
Yeah, because you can go on like even AmiAmi and see a bunch of stuff, but it's like I can go down like to the Target and see like, oh, they don't have this Nintendo character, and then go across to the toy aisle from video games and see like Nintendo toys. So it's like, well, you can't go see like a Villager or KK Slider and stuff like that. So
yeah, everything's just Mario, 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 Zelda, Donkey Kong.
Like, that's about right.
Like, okay.
So that'll be really fun. They threw Yoshi's Woolly World in there for whatever reason, even though it comes out in Japan in like 2 weeks or something.
Well, they put Batman in Sony's presentation, and that came out in like literally like a week.
That's true.
So I thought that was kind of a waste of time.
I think part of that might have been for the benefit of the amiibos, yeah. Also.
The Batman ones?
give it time.
Which Woolly World amiibos like make me happy so much. Like they I want plush Yarn Yoshi amiibos.
In like the between shows, and like it's neat that they change the skins when you put a different amiibo in there, but it would be so cool if they somehow change the abilities.
I think it's funny that when they were showing what the amiibos do with Yarn Yoshi, that they showed Samus. And then everyone was like, "Now you're just taunting us." Like, here I am laughing like a child. Like, ha!
There's no female characters, God. They showed a new Mario Tennis for Wii U, whatever. Even though I'll end up owning it, probably. But that's not the point. More importantly...
They showed us Skylanders.
Oh, yeah, that was a big surprise. That was probably the biggest surprise of this little conference they had. I did not expect that. Did you, Ryan?
Like Skylanders, and then they combine with amiibos, and they're now one.
They're just like, Nintendo's like, we're just going to fucking absorb them.
Sky amiibos. I actually wasn't expecting it. I heard rumors before that there could be amiibo support announced for Skylanders, but it seemed so out there that I didn't.
It is like, I can play Donkey Kong on a PlayStation.
And, like, actually, you can't.
You can't?
No.
You can play it on the Wii version?
No, it only works on the Wii U version.
That's dumb as fuck. Fuck that. I switched back to PlayStation.
It's only on the Wii U and 3DS versions.
Oh, that sucks. But still, completely unexpected.
Like, I'm still trying to figure it out because, like, Donkey Kong is in the Wii U bundle and Bowser's in the 3DS bundle. I'm going to have to buy two games to get these because I want them.
I don't want the game. I hope that right? They do like an individual release later. Like they've done that for a couple of the exclusive bundle Skylanders.
The only thing I'm worried about is that they won't do it because it's only compatible with the Nintendo games. And so they don't want people buying it and then not having it be used. But I don't know. Maybe they'll release it like online.
Well, but like, what if you buy if you just want the 3DS version, but you want to play Donkey Kong? They should release it for those people.
That is true.
Because they've had a couple exclusives in the past that were exclusive to like the 3DS or DS bundles before, and like I stopped getting those, and I just want the console ones. But it's not like I don't need the character.
Right.
So I'm assuming they might eventually do it for those people. Because, like, I want the figure, but I'm not going to be able to use it because I'm going to get the PS4 version if I get the new Skylanders game.
So. If anything, I'll Black Friday it.
Yeah, they always have. I think $35 is a good deal just even for a game that doesn't have figures with it.
Or just wait until, like, now
for
that game. This time like, next year when you can get it for, like, $35 or $20 or... whatever.
Yeah, they go down pretty quick. I didn't know about that thing. That would have been cool. Like, would have been like, lol, I'm playing as Donkey Kong on PS4.
But I was expecting, like, you can put the amiibo in the Skylanders game and it'll give him, like, a weapon or a boost or something. I was expecting something like that, maybe. But I wasn't expecting them to do, like, exclusive Nintendo-themed Skylanders.
Yeah, that was, like, because I hadn't even heard rumors of that. But if I did, I would probably think it was fake. But, like, that was probably the biggest surprise, which is kind of saying something about how small scale it was. But still, I didn't expect them to do something like that.
And now the poor Disney Infinity people are like, when will Mickey Mouse meet Mario? Like, when they make a Nintendo playset, and then only the Amiibos will be able to play in it.
Yeah, and like, or unless you're in like toolbox mode or whatever it's called, toy box mode, toolbox.
When will Mickey Mouse meet Mario? Never.
I've got a toolbox.
Be restricted without limits.
The biggest surprise for Nintendo's conference for me, out of anything, was Mario and Luigi Paper Jam.
I found that so cool. I've never played Paper Mario, but I really want to play
that. Excited. I'm not sure, though.
Like, I wanted a new Paper Mario, and I wanted a new Mario and Luigi, and I got both at the same fucking time. I'm super excited.
Yeah, see, I've played the Mario and Luigi games, and I love them a lot. And I never did play Paper Mario for whatever reason, but I'm still super excited, and I really want this game.
You can get
this
the original
game
on the Wii U Virtual Console. You have no excuse.
Yeah, but that requires effort, and then I gotta turn on my Wii U and play on it, and that's just too much work for me. I'm lazy.
I can't help you there.
Now, if you were to come here and turn the machine on for me, I might consider.
You should have done it when you were there, Brian.
You played Smash when I was there.
I did, because I hadn't turned it on. I needed to turn it on. I can only play my Wii U when Brian's in town, so...
You're screwed.
So next wedding?
That's right. Next wedding when Brian comes back down. I'm going to need Brian to be here so we
I'm can excited play. For Super Mario Maker to come out just so we stop hearing about it.
Like I guess it really was only a year ago, but they've talked about it so many times. I feel like we're just always hearing about it.
It's because we get all those directs, and like every time they do a direct, they mention something about Mario Maker. And so it's like, Mario Maker, Mario Maker, Mario Maker. They're just beating us with it.
It's kind of like before Smash came out, like everything. Even now, it's still dedicated to it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that way. Like, it felt like it's like the Division where I'm like, why am I still hearing about this? Like, it's only been a year. I'm like, shut up. They just talked about it like forever.
But that was about it for Nintendo. It was all right. It wasn't as bad as people make it out to be, but...
That's because there was no Metroid, Brian.
Yeah. When you come after such a strong show last year, this year was, like, really downplayed compared to last year. But next year we'll probably have a lot of NX information. And probably more Zelda Wii U information. So next year will probably be pretty good.
It's coming out next year, so I'd hope that they have more Zelda information. Even if they're delaying it, they gotta show us something.
They always delay it. It's probably gonna be delayed.
Zelda like, always gets delayed.
I'll be less upset if they delay it again, just if they show us something. Like, even now, it would have been nice to see. Because we only saw, like, the announcement little teaser, and then they showed us a little bit of footage of it moving around the world, like, at a couple, some sort of presentation a while back. It would have been just neat to see a little something.
That was
at the Game Awards. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So they only showed us that, like, even just, what about just a title? Like, you know, we don't have a secondary title yet, do we?
No.
Just, given that,
Legend
that would have been fine.
Legend of Zelda, The Return of Midna.
There. Just something like
Twilight Princess 2, because it's going to get delayed that many times.
Well, exactly. It's going to end up being a Wii U NX hybrid, like the GameCube Wii hybrid. So I don't know, just something.
Probably. Legend Zelda.
It's like, he's
what?
A decay driver.
What?
Zelda. You like lagged and then died.
Oh, what I'm gonna call attack righted.
The Legend of Zelda Midna Strikes Back.
Threat level Midna. there's gonna be a Michael Scarn amiibo, and he's gonna be part of that game, so you can play the entirety of the next Zelda campaign as Michael Scarn.
I'd be fine with that.
That would be too.
Oh, everything hurts.
Do the Scarn. It'll be fine.
How about that Square conference?
Oh, God. Like, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the stuff they do, so I was only watching it, you know, for the E3. But just the structure of it, I felt like I was at a high school assembly. Like, it was really weird-looking people, and mostly Japanese people, quietly looking at a helicopter. And then they brought out a guy wearing the moon from Majora's Mask.
like all of a sudden I was just terrified.
Apparently it's a character from Nier, and I had no idea what Nier was, so I was just like, it's the moon.
It's like Nier's the opposite of far, Brian.
God's
sake. Didn't you go to school?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I was like, that is just, like, it was this completely boring and, like, structured little conference, and then all of a sudden they have this guy wearing this creepy mask out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? They did show a little more from Kingdom Hearts 3, which did look pretty good. Like, the footage they show. And the little Tomb Raider stuff was kind of neat, but there wasn't too much else, really, that I was interested in. They showed the Final Fantasy VII trailer again.
Yeah, there was less flipping out in this conference because
yeah.
The room was
so
like...
So I uploaded my Shift Chiron review, and someone commented, how did you get that? And someone replied to him, he probably bought it. That's how you usually get stuff. Yes. Oh, that's funny.
There was really nothing at the Square conference. I mean, the Final Fantasy stuff we've seen already for World of Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy VII Remake... I would have been really excited for the Kingdom Hearts stuff if I hadn't have seen the trailers already before I watched the conference.
Yeah.
So that kind of killed it for me, but both of those games did look really cool. There was a mobile Lara Croft game, I'm like, whatever. Lara Croft Go, I'm like, what a name. Go, Lara, go!
It's like a remix of Go Ninja Go with Laura. Anyway, was this their first conference too?
I don't think so.
I think it was, and I'm saying that because I'm Brian Dagley and I can make those kind of claims.
It was the first one I watched, I guess.
I think it was the first one that was like streamed.
Okay, so that
I'm pretty sure they had conferences before. I mean, Square's a huge company. I don't see why they wouldn't.
But it's the first one that's been like streamed here and like known and stuff.
As far as I know.
I just thought it would have been funny if, like, this was the first year Bethesda and them both got conferences, but, like, Bethesda, like, had these really awesome demos, and this one was, like, you know, quiet talking. They're like the CIA of game developers. Like, they keep everything under wraps and, like, take a really long time to do everything. They'll, like, tell you when they're going to do something, but, like, give you little to anything else. Like, we're working on something. It'll be out sometime before your grandkids are born. Yeah, he's like, we're working on a new IP that'll be out sometime before your next grandkid is born.
We're going to show you absolutely nothing about this game.
So yeah, that was a pretty like lackluster indie E3. But it's funny because they were really the only conference left on that day. Because Nintendo, I mean, sure, it aired right before that. But you could watch that at any time. So it was like everybody had already gone home. And they're like, wait, we still have a presentation.
Come back. I don't think we're showing any new games.
So that was pretty much a waste of an hour in a lot of ways. Because you could just... Essentially what Brian did, just wait and... Well, not wait on purpose because you couldn't watch them, but just watch the stuff you wanted to see later within a matter of 15 minutes.
Watching pre-recorded E3 was weird. I didn't like it. I liked bits because I got to fast forward through the shit.
You got to fast forward through Fifi.
But the... Like, I had to relay my Twitter feed in my head as I was watching this. Because I was kind of, like, just reading Twitter as these conferences were going on, because I was stuck in the car and had nothing better to do. And so I'm like, okay, what was my Twitter feed like when this was happening? Okay, so this was when they were talking about the demo fucking up. This is when they were talking about Pip-Boy. So this is what Cuphead is.
It's like all of a sudden just like trying to do time travel in your head. You put on your flash face, just do a Chuck flash. Alright, time to flash on my Twitter feed. That sounded gross. Way grosser than I intended. Hopefully next year we'll be back to riffing on foreign people when they're talking. Unfortunately, there was no Jack Tretton in his hand-holding this year. He really clenched the Sony conferences before.
I miss that.
He really tied it all together with his hands. But yeah, that was pretty much E3. I think overall it probably was a little better than last year's. Maybe?
I don't think so.
Like I said, it feels like the last few years it's been a lot of setup. Like, they've always done, you know, oh, hey, this is a game coming out this year, this is what's coming out later. But, like, it feels like the last few years in particular has been a lot of set up for the next year. And like this year we got to see more footage from things that were announced last year, but then we got just as many setups as before. It's like it's become like the two episode structure of Kamen Rider. Which I don't necessarily mind, because it is kind of nice to get a tease of further away things. It just kind of gets your excitement going for certain things. But I mean, I think that they won E3 of all time with Fifi. I just don't think you can beat a mumbling, escaped retirement home patient.
I think that Metroid game won E3 because it pissed off so many people. And I don't think anything else there pissed off that many people at one time.
I don't think there was any other petition started immediately. There was a Kickstarter funded and a petition all like within the same couple of days.
Well, again, that's what I think made this so awesome, is that it just showed how fucking awful people are all at once.
Can we get a petition to bring Fifi back for every EA conference? No, can we get a petition for EA to not do conferences?
That's possible. We could try that.
What they should do is do like Nintendo had that little Smash Direct, do a sports direct for EA, get all the sports out of the way for people who want to see it, and then just show me Star Wars for your conference. Just show me Star Wars and Mass Effect and I'll be happy.
Just show me Star Wars, that's all I really care about. Just
more and more Star Wars direct.
Damn it, I tried to make the diner cook faster and then everything caught on fire. I don't want to play this game, everyone's depressed.
Well, it is the apocalypse.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be happy during the apocalypse. Why are they happy?
Because you burned down their diner.
they fought the fire, they're good.
Why are you doesn't upset, mean they have to be happy lady? About it.
Why is the pregnant lady upset?
Because she doesn't have any diner food, and she's craving diner food. It's all connected to the diner.
I think I need to eat or drink because I don't have any water.
that would help.
Well, how do I make the water go faster?
Activate. Pee in it. Activate.
A success! Yay! You got some more water. I'm still in the red though.
Well, that's pretty much it.
That was a hint. I should have read it. Damn it.
Days gone by.
Anyway. Send one dweller to the wasteland. Oh, that'll be fun.
This segment's going to be called Brian's Little Vault.
Well, we don't got anything else going on.
True.
Collect 50 water. I would love to.
Segments, one-ups, news, E3, Brian's Vault.
Send the pregnant lady out in the wilderness.
This is like when they pull things out of the Disney fall, but Brian throws pregnant women into the wilderness. Quick, go get us water. Maybe if the pregnant lady's water breaks, you'll have more water. That's how you do it. That's how it works, right?
How do I send them out in the wilderness? Do I just drop them out?
I think you just drag and drop from what I saw.
Explore. Make sure you're equipped your dwellers before sending them out to the wasteland.
Whoops.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that. No, wait. Don't go out. You're not ready.
You're not ready.
Stop, Anthony. Don't go.
You
don't
need the back. Snacks and the 3DS and the headphones.
Oh, he's a goner.
I don't know what the fuck is happening.
He's gonna die.
Poor Anthony. R.I.P. Anthony.
If only Brian would die.
He's gotta run the vault. Then how would they get not water?
I don't know.
Or how would they not get water? There we go. That's a better way to say it.
That's not my problem.
That is fuck not my job.
Exactly. Classic Dawson licking his own balls.
I think
you know that's right.
I officially ran out of food. I'm almost out of water, and I think Anthony died.
All right, it's time to abandon ship and make a new vault.
Who the fuck is Anthony?
The guy that I sent out to die.
Okay.
Instead of the pregnant lady.
We talked about the first podcast live death. We thought it would be Brian in the thunderstorm, but it ended up being Anthony in the wasteland.
It calmed down a lot. I'm happy.
Anthony. It was Anthony in the wasteland with the lead pipe. Oh, okay.
If he would have had a lead pipe, reference? He might have been okay. If he would have had a lead pipe, he might have survived better.
And gotten lead poisoning.
He could have given the mutants lead poisoning.
Do I? If you're a mutant, I'm pretty sure you're immune to lead poisoning.
Do we have to do any, like, Facebook shit before we go, or?
Nope. Next week should be the last Facebook segment for a while. If I saved it. Okay. So now it's time for...
superhero time!
No. No, it's just Chuck Testa with another realistic mount.
We're not doing that? Nobody told me. I was late.
So, we're going to do it next week because Brian didn't get... he wasn't able to download him.
Oh, good, because I didn't watch the Ninja. I didn't watch the Ninja because I didn't want to watch the HD version. I hate that file type, and I wanted the SD, and fuck all of you. All right, well, in that case, I guess it's time for Final Thingies, non-MP3 version. Final Thingies! I got a thingy, and it's not final.
So, hey. Final Thingies. Talk about Toku next week again. And the final...
Yeah, so we're prepared to come back for boring week.
So the final Facebook question for a while, at least. We'll be back next week, and we might have more details about TTMF. And
a lot of people aren't TTF ending or TTMF.
TTFN, ta-da for now.
I'm going to get mixed up with something that's real. People aren't using the hashtag. I'm going to fucking... I ain't going to read your goddamn question if you don't hashtag it.
Yeah, you got a hashtag. You got to hash brown that shit.
Hash brown so, TTMF.
There we go. It should end at hash brown TTMF.
I got cheese, fuckers.
The only way to end it. Like, we'll talk about it next week, and then we can, like, drill it in people's heads the week after, and then hopefully they'll get it.
Yeah, I need to make sure I'm here for that next, for the next Facebook thing, because I haven't given any of my favorite Sentai heroes, and I need to try and do them all one behind the other, like a crazy person.
They're all Tommy.
Shh! Don't give away the answer! God!
It's God?
No, they're all Umeko.
That's Aerosol's favorite.
That's the point.
Speaking of Aerosol, I think he's playing Fallout Shelter. Can you connect with friends and send them stuff?
I don't know.
I don't want to connect with friends. I like to be alone.
Well, probably not, because they were like, it doesn't require internet. You can play anywhere, so that probably means you can't connect. I really need help. I don't know what I'm doing.
You're just starving a people. Killing Anthony and pregnant women. Maybe he was the pregnant woman.